Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, hearings begin over Georgia Power's plan to add a massive amount of new generation capacity. A Georgia teacher sues after losing her job over social media posts about Charlie Kirk. And former Public Service Commission candidate Patty Durand is charged with stealing Georgia Power trade secrets. She's been critical of the power company.
The contracts between Georgia Power and the data centers are also redacted and trade secreted, so no one will know what they actually charge data centers.
Today is Wednesday, October 22nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Hearings began today before Georgia's Public Service Commission around Georgia Power's request to add a massive amount of new generation capacity. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Georgia Power says data center energy needs over the next 6 years are 10 gigawatts and growing. That's like adding two whole nuclear-powered plant Vogels. And while PSC Commissioner Tim Echols wondered if new nuclear could help, Georgia Power staff said they couldn't build reactors fast enough. So they're sticking with their plan, including keeping coal-fired steam units open decades longer into the future and adding five new methane gas-burning generating units. In the first day of hearings, a troop of college students spoke in opposition, warning of things like climate-warming CO2 emissions lasting into their 60s. Attorneys from the Southern Environmental Law Center questioned the validity of the projections. That line of questioning will continue through the week. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Former Democratic Public Service Commission candidate Patty Durand has been arrested and charged with stealing Georgia Power trade secrets. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Durand ran an unsuccessful campaign to replace Republican Tim Echols on the PSC in 2022. She was arrested and charged with felony theft of trade secrets during a PSC hearing on Tuesday around Georgia Power's request to add two plant Vogels worth of new power, mostly for data centers. Durand criticized the lack of transparency in Georgia Power's agreements with data centers in an interview with GPB in August.
And furthermore, the Public Service Commission allows very heavy redactions in trade secrets. So the contracts between Georgia Power and the data centers are also redacted and trade secreted. So no one will know what they actually charge data centers.
A Georgia Power spokesperson defended the trade secrets as needed to protect the company, vendors, and customers. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Governor Brian Kemp says Georgia needs to work harder to train workers for in-demand industries across the state. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
Kemp's comments came during the third annual Governor's Workforce Summit. Kemp says that 77% of investment in Georgia this year has gone to counties outside of Metro Atlanta. He stressed that the state needs to prioritize education programs to create a workforce to fill new jobs in logistics, manufacturing, and healthcare.
I think that's our mission, is to make sure that we're finding opportunities in training people for what we need not only today, but be focused on what we're going to need, 5 years from now, or 10 years from now.
Kemp's comments come as Georgia is on track to end the year with as many layoffs as 2023 and 2024 combined, according to records kept by the state's technical college system. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
The Georgia Senate will vote on another income tax cut next year, and the only question is how big it will be. The chamber's budget writing chief, Vidalia State Senator Blake Tillery, spoke yesterday during a legislative panel discussing the possible complete elimination of Georgia's income tax.
The plan is not to wait until after an election to put this bill on the floor of the Senate. The plan is to move this bill forward next year.
Democrats on the committee warned the move could place a higher tax burden on low-wage earners. Tillery and several other Republican panel members are running against each other for state office next year. A Northeast Georgia high school teacher is suing her district after being placed on leave following a post she made on Facebook in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death. In a lawsuit filed yesterday, the teacher, Michelle Mickens, alleges Oglethorpe County Schools illegally targeted her because of her personal views shared outside the classroom. The district superintendent says she's confident the district will prevail in court. Governor Brian Kemp has suspended a Northeast Georgia sheriff for 60 days after an investigation into alleged misconduct. Authorities haven't specified what led to the action against Towns County Sheriff Kenneth Henderson, but it comes after a physical altercation last year between a sheriff and a Hiawassee police officer. Premium drinks are boosting Coca-Cola earnings despite tepid consumer demand. The Atlanta-based beverage giant announced third-quarter results today, highlighting earnings from its more expensive brands, including Smartwater and Topo Chico. Coca-Cola also said today it's refranchising its bottling operations in Africa. The deal is worth more than $2.5 billion.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember, you can support this podcast and everything you hear on GPB with a contribution in any amount at gpb.org. Just click on donate. And thanks for supporting GPB. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, do it now. We'll be back tomorrow with all the latest headlines. And if you got feedback or a story we should be covering, let us know. The email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.